Schwarz. Yeah, it always seems, too, that maybe you bring up, well, this guy hasn't had a hit today, and he gets a hit. Or this team hasn't made an error in the field today, and they kick the next one. It's not like making a call, though. Yeah, but it's kind of like, yeah, we have to start talking about the pop and the popcorn and the beer a little bit more. Or the burgers or the foot-long dogs, all right?
You just don't want to mention that call that I made in that other game in Regal game, do you?
That's right. You did get lucky once. There's Matthew Schlungen at the plate. One ball, one strike to Matthew. Brother Michael, twin brother Michael, on at first with two outs. Johnny Krocek on the mound. And Krocek's pitch. Schlungen will follow it back and out of play. And the count at 1-2 now to Matthew. One ball, two strikes. Matthew Schlungen looks down to Carl Leiser. Ready on the mound is Trochak. His pitch, and a little bit inside. The count now 2-2. Light breeze now blowing through the stands here at Dassel. 2-2, Schlungen loops it to center, coming hard, the center fielder, that's Schmicek, and he'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played 3.5, St. Martin 2 and Montgomery 2. More baseball in a minute here on KASM Albany. Back at Dassel Baseball Park, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Make our way to the bottom of the fourth inning. Johnny Krochak, pitcher dummy, will lead it off, followed by catcher Tyler Bednar and Trevor Schmicek. Ben Schrader on the mound, and Krochak follows this one back and out of play. Down 0-1 to Johnny.
No cars around there, I don't think.
No, a lot of the parking is on the side streets here at Dassel.
Yes, it is. Straight back over to backstop here, though, or over to overhang, or the bleacher section, the big mayor's bus is parked. That one could get hit.
One ball, one strike. Looks like we got a little bit of rain falling right now.
Sunshining, Randy.
Sunshine, and the rain is falling. Trochak takes a low for a ball. And 2-1. Two balls, one strike. I was just checking the radar here and showing me some light showers. Nothing real heavy behind it.
Ooh,
here's a ground ball to Leiser at short. Kyle picks it up, throws to first. Nice stretch there by Jordan Musho.
That took a left turn off the mound, didn't it?
It did. Leiser. Yeah, it did.
He was going towards the middle really hard, and it kind of bounced off that side of the mound a little bit and took a little bit of a hop to the left.
So one down, and Tyler Bednar, the catcher, at the plate. Tyler popped up to his counterpart, Brian Schlungen, behind the plate. And his first at bat. Bednar rips this one foul down the third base line, and that hits the side fence and caroms back onto the field. Yeah, some dark clouds just going a little bit off to the northeast of us here. That's been all misses.
Well, we better hope this one does, because that looks like it could really dump on us if it would come over here.
0 on the count. Ben Schrader kicks and delivers. And swing and a miss there by Bednar, and 0-2.
Change up by Ben Schrader. That girl, number 22, Tyler Bednar, way out in front of it.
Balls, two strikes. Schrader's curveball. Fouled at the plate as Bednar stays alive. Count remains 0-2. Nobody really taking out an umbrella here. Just a real light drizzle. You can see it coming through the sun.
Kind of dissipating before it hits them. Sun is out so nice.
One ball, two strikes. Well,
going to have Don go stand in that for a while, see if he gets wet. Pitch a little bit low and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. State tournament baseball this afternoon and evening here on KASM Albany. Fly ball to right field. Boy, Jared Overman fighting the sun. Makes the catch for the out. That sun could become an issue as the night goes on, but nice catch by Overman. This field, now that we talk about position in this field, it's kind of like the fields in St. Cloud, aren't they?
Yes, it is.
Where the right fielder is, you can see the shadows coming over left field already, over the third base dugout.
So I'm looking north when I turn around, look this way, right?
You're looking south.
South.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. These directions.
Pitch two. Well, center fielder Trevor Smicek, strike called 0-1. The mound's one strike. Ben Schrader ready on the mound. His pitch. Smicek will take a strike called and 0-2. Now, I apologize because when I told you to turn towards the baseball park today, I took you on a little bit of a goose chase.
You did.
We got to see the parking behind the center field fence. Schmicek lays off the pitch outside in the count 1-2.
Which was nice.
It was nice.
We didn't see that before.
No,
so
we know it's there now.
Now we do.
Yeah.
Turn here. No, turn there. No, I think we're okay.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. And a swing and a miss. Schmicek out on strikes. That'll do it for the Mallards in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4-2-2 our score. St. Martin and Montgomery. We're back in a minute here on KFM Albany. And welcome back to Dassel, host to this year's state amateur baseball tournament. Top of the fifth inning, Don Heinen. And the Martins got their top of the order up again.
Well, it's time for them to play a little small ball here again, or for Kyle to go deep. Kyle can hit a ball a long way.
Kyle Leeser 1-for-2 today off of Johnny Krocek, and the first pitch, low for a ball, 1-0. Kyle, a base hit in his last at bat, scored one of the two Martin runs.
First time up, too. He hit that line drive to the left fielder that made that diving catch. So you think the shadows, like in the looking left field, it's completely shadowed over towards center field now. And the batters are coming out of the sun. Shortstop's kind of in the shade already.
There's a strike call to Kyle. One ball, one strike. These are ground ball to second. Up with it over at second is Zoik. He'll throw to first and 4-3 in the put out of Kyle Leeser.
That one had some spin on it too, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. The rain that's falling right now, I mean, there's hardly any thick clouds above us, but it's just dumping some rain on us as the sun is shining here in Dassel. Brian swung into the plate. Brian a ground ball to Lloyd at short. Pat up with it across the diamond, 6-3 in the put out of Schlongen.
Hey, Mark, very aggressive here, coming out swinging the bats at first pitches and that rain's coming pretty much straight down now, isn't it?
It is. Two outs, nobody on, and Taylor Holthaus. Will bat Taylor 0-for-1 today. Somebody's going to put it out. It could be Taylor here, too, with good power. Holthaus takes low for a ball, 1-0. Two outs, nobody on for the Martins. Here in the fifth inning, a 2-2 ball game. It's a strike called on the outside corner and 1-1. That might have been a little up. Might have been missed there by the home plate umpire. One ball, one strike. Johnny Krocek delivers and Holthaus fights that pitch off on the inside corner and 1-2 now to Holthaus.
That was a good pitch by Krocek. Down by his knees and the inside corner. You see that inside out swing that Taylor had?
1-2 the count. Pitch outside, a ball, and 2-2.
Very close pitch on the outside corner.
Two balls, two strikes.
Two outs. Brochok's pitch. Holthaus ground ball to Lloyd at short. That up with it across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout, and the Martins done here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5 innings. St. Martin 2, Montgomery 2. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Dassel. Noah Eddy producing our game in our sports studios in Albany. For the Montgomery Mallards here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They'll send their bottom of the order up. It'll be Dalton Zoig. He'll be followed by Tom Plechek and Pat Lloyd. Two runs, four hits, one error for St. Martin. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Montgomery. Shakopee winning their ball game over in Litchfield right now. They're in the top of the fifth inning. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here at Dassel as Zoig will follow it off his push and 0-1. Still getting a nice shower here with the sunshine out. Sun has been shining through this whole shower.
Yeah, nobody's really moving out of the...
Oh, on the count, Zoig taking some time to walk that off.
Give a shout out for our coming off a Region 15 seeded tournament in Painesville. The Painesville, the people that worked up there, they put on a fine tournament in the Region 15 seed. They did a wonderful job over there. They went 3,700, over 3,700 people went through the turnstiles. And tell you what, 2 weekends, that's a lot of people, Randy.
Yes, it is.
Put on a great tournament.
Zoig, a line drive to Kyle Leeser at short. Kyle will glove it for out number one.
Top of the order, left fielder number 7, Tom Plechek.
Tom Plechek to the plate. Tom, so far today, 0-for-1, walked and scored in his last at-bat. And the curveball from Ben Schrader, a strike in 0-1. Once this rain has passed, we're in the clear, though. Nothing behind it. Plechek, ground ball up the middle. Leeser shading this time those top-of-the-order hitters to pull it, and Plechek sneaks a little base hit up the middle on him.
Yeah, Kyle is kind of in between here. Where should I play? He's always working out there, though, isn't he? Diving,
yes,
he's stopping balls.
Shortstop,
I think he wanted to keep that one from getting in the grass in the outfield.
That'll bring Pat Lloyd, the shortstop, to the plate. Pat, 1-for-2 today. Ben Schrader's pitch, and Pat Lloyd loops this to center field. That's going to land in front of Austin Arsenault in back-to-back singles by the Mallards here in the fifth inning. Gives them runners at first and second. At top of the order. Doing it again.
Good play by Austin Arsenault there. Did you see the ball was actually tailing towards right field on him? Thought he was going to probably dive at it, and I think he'd have come up short on this one. Kept the ball in front of him and kept the runners at first and second.
So, there's one out, two on, and the number three hitter, Mike Plechek, at the plate. Mike, 1-for-2 today. Curveball from Ben, a strike called, and 0-1. Reminder, stay tuned for our postgame show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player picks up a $10 certificate from Albany and Richmond A&W. Martin's looking for that double play ball. There's a pitch that's blown in the dirt to Mike Plechek, and the count 1-ball, 1-strike. One on the count. Tom Plechek on at second, Pat Lloyd at first. Time called by Mike Plechek at home plate. 1-1, one out. 2-2 our score. The pitch on the way from Schrader. A little bit low and outside, and the count 2-balls, 1-strike. Ball, it's 1 strike. Ben Schrader delivers.
Strike called and 2-2 on that inside part of the play.
So far, like we predicted, this has been a pretty evenly matched game. Two runs apiece, four hits for St. Martin, five for Montgomery. One error for St. Martin.
Schrader kicks, delivers. That's low, a ball, and Brian Schlungen does a good job blocking that one and keeping it in front of him. And while he's blocking it, Don, he's also staring down the base runner at second.
He is. That is so huge for a catcher to be able to do that. That skips to the side of him or gets between his legs or whatever. They're on second and third.
3-2 the count. Klichek at second, Lloyd at first, Mike Klichek at the plate. Here's a ground ball to Leaser at short. Kyle flips to second for one. The relay, high, the tag, safe. Here's Marshall. Kind of spun himself down to the ground yet, and holding on at third is Tom Klichek. So they get the force.
Spot caught himself in no man's land over there, Tom Klichek. We're at third base. He was down the line there where that cutoff is there. And
he was thinking about coming.
He was.
Well, the Martins had their double play ball, just couldn't get it to go. I know Michael Schlungen, too, at second base, Don, has been nursing, I think it's a bad foot or ankle for a few weeks now. At the plate, to Ryan Iverson, the cleanup hitter. Iverson takes the ball, 1-0.
A pretty nice pitch from here.
Iverson, a fly ball to right field. Jared Overman looks to have it measured, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Montgomery in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Five in our books. St. Martin 2, Montgomery 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. He's Don, I'm Randy, we're back at Dassel. Don Heinen's been with me now for 3 weeks. We've been covering amateur baseball for you. We did 16 games in Region 15C. Got a couple more under our belts this weekend. And we already know, Don, we'll be back next weekend for sure on Saturday. We've got Regal at 1:30 and El Rosa at 5 o'clock next Saturday.
Yes, we do, Randy, and that's... always a pleasure to be announcing with you. It's a fun time.
It is. It really is. You know, I'd like to up our record because I think 1 year, Don, we did 23 games of amateur baseball in the month of August and hopefully those first few days of September. So if we can up that, that would be great. We just need the cooperation of a few teams to win some games.
We better have a talk with them.
That's right. Jordan Marshall leads off the sixth inning for St. Martin, and the first pitch to Jordan, low for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Jordan Marshall, Jared Overman, Chaz Hennon, facing right-hander Johnny Krochuk, and there's a strike called, 1-1. Ball and a strike to Jordan Marshall. What's Jordan done today, 0-2? And Jordan slaps this up the middle. Pat Lloyd at short makes the play on the first. 6-3 in the put up.
Little shortstop over there. He scoops that ball up very nicely. Kind of fun to watch, isn't it?
Pat Lloyd has made in the last 3 1/3 innings 4 put outs, 4 ground balls, and he's been perfect on all of those.
Okay, is that another thing you don't say?
Well, see, I'm trying to put the old jinxaroo on the opponent.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. At the plate, Jared Overman. Jared, 1-2 today. First pitch, a strike call from Johnny Krochuk, and 0-1. Looks like the rain has quit. We get nice sunny skies. Those popcorn clouds out there now, so life is good.
Gorgeous out there.
It is gorgeous. One ball, one strike to Overman. Inside a ball to Jared and 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Those of you that are sitting out on the patio have a little bonfire and a sarsaparilla or whatever it is. Soon your radio's in.
You bet. There's a swing and a miss by Jared Overman. And two balls, two strikes.
tell them how many different ways you can get this ball game, Randy.
Wow, you can get it on AM 1150. You can get it on 105.5 HD2, on 107.7 FM, at mychasm.com on our stream. And you can get it on TuneIn Radio. Yeah, the app on TuneIn Radio. Pick up the broadcast there as well. So five different ways to get our games broadcast. Three balls, two strikes, a count, two. Jared Overman, the Martin right fielder, and a swing and a miss. Jared out on strikes. So two outs for St. Martin and Chaz Hennon to the plate. Chaz Hennon so far today, 0-for-1, put down a sacrifice bunt in the second inning. Takes the first pitch, a ball outside, or a strike, excuse me, and 0-1 to Chaz. Pitches high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Johnny Krochok ready on the mound. And it'll foul it at the plate, and the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes.
Krochok kind of keeping St. Martin at bay here. Same with Ben Schrader with Montgomery. Both pitchers doing a good job.
The third inning's been the magic inning so far.
Yes,
both teams
has.
Scoring two runs in that third inning. We're in the top of the sixth. 2-2 our score.
Got the makings of another 12-inning game here, Randy.
Strike call to Chaz Hennon, and the count at 2-2 now to Chaz with two outs. Krochok kicks, delivers, and Hennon swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Martins in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits. No errors, no one left on. We played 5.5, St. Martin 2 and Montgomery 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. Welcome back to Dassel. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2 our score. Two runs, four hits, and an error for St. Martin. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Montgomery Mallards. Ben Schrader has gone the distance for St. Martin so far, ready to face Eric Iverson, Johnny Krochok, and Tyler Bednar. And the first pitch to Iverson, a strike, and 0-1. Iverson so far today, 0-for-2. Here's a one-hop shot, two-hop shot to Schlung in that second. Michael will pick it up, throw to first.
I thought under normal circumstances at grass, I think that would have been a one-hop.
Yeah, but it's really
soft. It's killing the ball down a little bit here today. I see St. Peter's arriving over here. They play Maple Lake, I believe, the next game.
They do. They do.
Pitcher DH number six, Johnny Krochok.
Johnny Krochok.
Some people, when I used to work, and every once in a while we get to St. Peter for a little while to work down there, and I talk to some of the people down there, and they always got a pretty decent baseball team.
They do. Here's Johnny Krochok. Ground ball to Matthew Schlungen at third. Matthew throws across the diamond. And I think that time, Jordan Mushel lost it in the sun.
I think he did. He had his glove up us, and he pulled it away. I don't think he
flinched at the last second as that ball came over to first because Matthew Schlungen made a good throw. Went right, it nicked his glove.
You look over this way, Randy, from our vantage point. That's pretty much straight in his eyes right
now. Wow. So an error on the first baseman, Mushel. Krochok, the base runner, with one out, and here's the catcher, Tyler Bednar. Tyler, a foul tip, and 0-1. Tyler's hit the ball hard today. Just been way up in the air or a fly ball to right. He popped up to Brian Schlungen behind the plate. That ball was up in the air a long time.
I think that's what brought that other rain shower.
Yeah. 0-1 the count. Bednar will follow this one back to the net. That caroms off of the grandstand and down back into the crowd.
Rolling across the dugout on the first base side, there's a can laying on top there. Just about knocked that right off.
And the count 0-2 to Bednar. No balls, two strikes. Krochok takes his lead over at first. He goes. Bednar pops this one up in the infield. Kyle Leeser waiting for it to come down, still waiting, and Bednar is out, and Krochok has plenty of time to hustle back. That was up there again, wasn't it?
That would have been disastrous. If that had been about half the height, I think they'd have doubled him off really easily.
So the hit and run was on in that situation. 2-2 our score in the bottom of the sixth inning. And to the plate, Trevor Smicek. Trevor so far today, 0-2. On deck, the number 9 hitter, Dalzoik. Schrader's pitch, Smicek lines a single off the middle, a solid base hit, the 6th hit for Montgomery today.
Second baseman, number 21,
Dalzoik. And do a 2 on and 2 out. Here's Zoik. Smicek's first hit. Zoik is 0-2 today. Johnny Krocek holds in the second base. Schrader works from the stretch on the mound. Zoik swings and misses strike one.
Big curveball by Ben Schrader. Looks so fat, I bet you, to these hitters when it's coming in.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, and then at about what point in your swing do you say, oh, that's going to miss my bat?
As soon as you start.
That's why some of those swings are really slow.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I shouldn't have swung.
Can I get my weight shifted back in time here?
Pitch is low for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs, two on. It's a little bit low to Zoik. And the count, two balls and a strike. Won the count, 2-2 our score, bottom of the 6th inning. Ben Schrader trying to work out of this jam. Zoik, draw ball up the middle, that's a base hit. Krocek going to try to score. Here comes the throw from Arsenault. That's going to be not in time as,
wow,
Krocek never slid at all. And Brian Schlungen goes, how come he didn't slide? The home plate umpire said, well, he stepped on the base, but I think that slide rule, I mean, you just about have to slide, don't you?
I don't know.
I wonder if Brian was, or do they play Major League slide rule now? So,
all you would think in that case there, you would want to slide, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, coming in standing up at home plate is never, I don't think, a real good idea.
No, not at all. Zoik gets an RBI, and Montgomery has taken the lead, 3-2. Krocek scores. And the top of the order, here's Tom Plecek to the plate. Plecek is 1-2 today with a base on balls. He'll pop this one up over by first base in foul territory. It's Jordan Mosher with a catch for the out. That'll do it for Montgomery in the 6th, but they break the tie, scoring 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, and 2 left on base. We played 6 innings, Montgomery 3, St. Martin 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KFM Albany.
Here at Dassel, we head to the top of the 7th inning. I know Montgomery, they still talking to the home plate umpire about that play at the plate. Yeah, I was a little, I guess I don't really know if that, I don't think that's a rule in this league here that you have to slide. But I'm not sure on that either. But why wouldn't you want to play at the plate? Would you want to get down and, you know, because he just cuts the plate before Brian Schlungen put the tag on him, and he was standing right there. I think Brian was a little surprised himself that he was standing and stepped on the plate. He didn't know where to tag him. He was expecting maybe a slide.
Yeah. Three to two, Montgomery leading St. Martin. We head to the top of the 7th inning. Baseball today brought to you by Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, City of St. Martin, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating, Munlock, Cardmore Hank in St. Martin, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Land of Lakes and Bellows, Lake Henry Implement, and St. Martin National Bank and insurance. Johnny Krocek got himself a one-run lead now at 3-2, and for the Martins, Michael Schlungen, Austin Arsenault, and Matthew Schlungen facing Krocek. One ball, one strike to count to Michael. Michael lifts it to left field. There, though, and camped under it is Tom Plecek for the catch. One out. Bring Austin Arsenault to the plate. Austin so far today, 0 for 1, a walk. And this is a big crowd here for this ball game. And Austin puts a beautiful punt down. No way they're going to get Austin Arsenault on the drag punt face hit.
That was picture perfect. Randy on a drag punt down the third baseline. Went about 25 feet up the line and just kind of died in the grass. Perfect.
So Arsenault with the base hit, and here comes Matthew swung into the plate, the number 9 hitter. Matthew,
what do you do here with Kyle Leeser up next? You bunt him over?
Good call here. They're thinking maybe that's on as the third baseman comes in on the grass. Matthew looks to bunt, puts it down perfect. Austin Arsenault had a big jump, and out is the
Nobody at third. Overthrow
to the baseman, and here comes Austin Arsenault. He's going to tie it up.
Wow.
What a heads-up play as Matthew put it down the third baseline. The third baseman had a field it gone, and nobody was covering third. Austin Arsenault never stopped.
No, he did not. Perfect.
So,
perfect bunt.
Sacrifice for Matthew Slungen. So he's out 5-3, but the throwing error by the first baseman allows Austin Arsenault to score.
Well executed.
Absolutely, and it's a tie game, 3-3. Kyle Leeser rips this down the left field line in the corner. Just foul.
In that situation with 1-0, with Matthew slugging up, you almost have to get him over with the way Kyle's swinging the bat. You know, base hit scores him from second base, I would think.
That was just well executed, and of course, you force the defense to make the play.
You do. I'll tell you, the way Kyle is smacking the ball around here today, it's almost a no-brainer, isn't it?
Kyle is 1-for-3, but he's hit the ball hard all day. Shows a little bunt, pulls back, and the count, 1-1.
Christian Anderson, I see, is going down to the bullpen, number 19.
Top of the seventh inning. Leeser drives this to left field. This one is going to go for extra bases as it bounces off the fence. Kyle Leeser strolls into second base with a stand-up double. So Leeser gets his second hit of the day.
This is right up Kyle's alley, I think, this year,
this kind of baseball.
He's in St. Cloud State there, and I'm sure he's seen some pretty tough pitching all year, and he's right on him.
Yes,
right
he
on
is.
Crochet.
Now a visit out to the mound by the Montgomery manager. Kyle Leeser out to give his batting gloves to Steve Slungen and the little guard that he wears on his shin.
Dan Fennis from Union Hill is also out in the bullpen, number 21. Drafty from Union Hill. He's getting loosened up here.
Brian Slungen waiting at the plate to hit. He is 1-for-3. Brian is today. Had a base hit in the first inning. Leeser at second. Two outs. One run in for St. Martin. This game is tied 3-3, top of the seventh. Johnny Krocek on the mound. Delivers, and Schlungen will take that for a strike call, 0-1.
Really think you get Kyle Leeser and Brian Schlungen and Taylor Holthaus and Jordan Mushel. If they get zeroed in here, St. Martin's going to be tough.
Here's a shot by Schlungen, a fair ball down the left field line. The Martin's going to take a 4-3 lead. Brian Schlungen, a big turn at first, and he's going to hustle back to first base. An RBI single. The Martins have the lead back.
That'd be it for Johnny Krochak. Don't see the manager yet, but he's right on the edge of the dugout here.
Here's Taylor. Now, Taylor hasn't done much today, but just when you say that, Taylor Holthaus all of a sudden is due and very due. He's 0-for-2 with a walk, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Taylor Holthaus walked and scored in the third inning when the Martins got their other two runs. They lead here, top of the seventh, 4-3. Denny Krocek's pitch in a Holthouse swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count. Good spot for that pitch on the outside
Absolutely.
Corner.
Absolutely. Outside and a little bit on the high side. And tough pitch for Taylor to handle.
Ball and a strike. Slugging it first. Holthouse another swing and a miss. Strike two, 1-2 the count to Taylor.
We got a little scouting report on Taylor Holthouse. I don't think you want to pitch him on the inside part of the plate.
Ball and two strikes. Krocek's pitch. Low for a ball, slung and goes, throw is high, and slung it into second base safely. So that is a couple times, Don, we've seen already the catcher, Bednar's throw, sailing on him. I even noticed when Bednar was taking his practice throw down a second after the pitcher was done warming up, that throw sailed. And there's a strike call to Taylor Holthouse, and he is rung up on strikes by the home plate umpire. That'll do it for the Martins here in the seventh. They score two runs on three hits. There was one error and one left on. We have played 6.5 innings. It is St. Martin 4 and Montgomery 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM. The seventh inning stretch here at Dassel. 4-3, St. Martin with the lead over Montgomery. Bottom of the seventh inning coming up. And Montgomery going to send their shortstop, Pat Lloyd, to the plate, followed by Mike Klicek and Ryan Iverson. Paint the picture for you, seventh inning stretch. Don Heinen doing a little hip jiggle and head bob. So picture it at home, a little hip jiggle and head bob.
Seventh inning stretch, Randy.
Okay. Here's Pat Lloyd facing Ben Schrader. Ben has gone those first six innings, giving up the three runs on seven hits to Montgomery. And the pitch is high and tight to Pat Lloyd, 1-0. Pat is 2-for-3 today. He's been on base all three at-bats, reached on an error in the first. Base hit in the third. He scored in a base hit in the fifth. Here's a ground ball to Matthew Schlungen at third. Matthew up with it. High throw. It gets by Jordan Musho again and right in the sun. And on to second goes Pat Lloyd.
Wow.
Can you believe that? That throw coming from that angle, and Jordan just cannot see it.
Well, the ball's up and up high from Schlungen at third base, too. He's better off keeping it low.
Yeah, that
he's getting it right up where Marshall has to look up, you know, and find the ball. And it's like, wow, that's twice that's happened now. So
an error. Over at first again by Masho.
I'll tell you, that hurts. You can
believe
that.
Well, it cost the Martins a run last inning. That run was the result of an error.
You know, that Klicek probably be button here to get him over to third yet. Maybe
Mike Klicek, the number three hitter, the third baseman, takes low for a ball, 1-0.
We'll get this game back tied up again somehow.
4-3, St. Martin. Bottom of the seventh inning. Ben Schrader's pitch, curveball. Beauty, a strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. I don't think, you know, there's a lot of things you see in baseball for a first time. I don't think I've ever seen that where first baseman has lost the ball twice, but it's happened here, and it's obvious. He's not seeing it. Here's a bunt back to Schrader on the mound. He looks to third, goes to first. Stop throw and go up there by Schlungen at first. And Michael, he grabbed it with two hands that time.
That'd have been iffy at third base. I think he had a play there, but what do you take that chance?
Yes, you are correct. Where all of a sudden you have first and third, nobody out.
You
get an out in this situation.
First base number five, Ryan Ivers.
One out. Pat Lloyd over at third now with one out. And here's cleanup hitter Ryan Iverson. Ben Schrader's curveball. There is a nice pitch for a strike and 0-1.
What a nice pitch, wasn't it?
It really was, that breaking ball. Ryan Iverson today, 1-for-3. Another breaking ball that hits the corner and 0-2.
Good place for a strikeout here for Ben Schrader.
You bet. Four strikeouts on the day for Ben. thinking the same thing, Don. It's scary when we start thinking alike. 0-2. A swing and a miss. Iverson out on strike. What a heck of a pitch. That was on the inside corner, and Iverson chased it. A nice stop by Brian Schlungen. Two outs, and the number five hitter, Eric Iverson, to the plate. Eric, 0-for-3 today. There's a strike called in 0-1. So Pat Lloyd, the base runner, over at third with two outs. Schrader's curveball, and Iverson chases that high curveball and falls it back and out of play. And 0-2.
Starting Iverson out the same way as he did to Ryan.
Two curveballs. Eric Iverson at the plate now, 0-2. Two outs. Schrader looks to third. And another curveball just missing inside in the count 1-2. That's the first time I've seen it today, but did you see Eric Iverson tried to stick that elbow out at the last second?
I thought it caught his jersey at first, but it did not.
One ball, two strikes.